KI-4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, his sweet bride, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, down in Simpsonville. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim, over in Pelzer. Jim, hope to see you Saturday, hope you're doing well. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel down in Prosperity. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat down in Malden. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there at Lake Bowen in Inman. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard over in Greenville. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd down in Simpsonville. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Thanks for using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Hope each and every one of you are doing well. Let's try EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Kila Hotel, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. No traffic for the net, and if EchoLink will permit it, I will hang around for the roundtable. Thanks, Gary.
Good evening to W4MKH, Mr. Marshall, down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marshall. Got you down for some comments if the EchoLink holds up. I'll be back to you here in just a little while. Appreciate you being with us and hope you're doing well down there in Jacksonville. That's all the EchoLink stations I got up, so we'll start with the RF checks with the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS? Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile in Piedmont tonight. Same with you, Gary, Miss Joy, and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Evening, Gary. This is KO4BWQ. This is Jimmy down in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
LS. Please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 7-3 to you and all in the net. And tell Miss Joy I said hello.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. Her husband husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are all doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's mobile down there around Piedmont tonight on his way to work. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile and don't work too hard. And KO4VWQ, that's Mr. Jimmy down in Anderson. Jimmy, you going to die? Get your call right.
Yes, that was correct.
All righty, young man. I believe that's the first time you've checked in with me. Appreciate you being with us and hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking in from down there in Anderson. Also, like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. I will relay your message to Joey. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima Golf. Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative negative.
DOS. Gary, please tell Miss Joy I said hello. And please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in my husband Chad, Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. He is also here with me, and he will be in for comments tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. Don't forget to tell Joy I said hello.
OS. In Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all the net.
Yes. Please check in Kilo Kilo for Sierra, Mike Victor, KK4SMV. Dale in Ellenborough. I'll be negative, but I will be listening in. Thank you for calling the net, Gary.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris, Semper Fi. Then I'd like to say good evening to KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. And she brings along her husband, KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, up here in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Anna. Tell Mr. Chad we said hello. And I will be back to him for some comments in just a little while. And WN4S, Mr. Chris over in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, the Uniform True Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Checking the net. Please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, S4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville negative negative. Also my bride Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta and my daughter Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Check me in and out. I'm going to watch your race. What's qualified?
DOS. And Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Edmund. And I'll be negative, negative, and listening in.
West. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on that.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. And KX4YM, Mr. Scott, and his sweet bride, ACD, that's Miss Mary, and their daughter, KO4ILI, also Mary, over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Appreciate you being with us. And, I'm missing a lot of folks tonight, seems like, because of the Olympics, but that's okay. They only come every 2 years, every 4 years for the winter. And then the Summer Olympics come in the opposite 2 years, so it's not a big thing. But appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Also like to say good evening to KN4VWA, Mr. Steve up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Miss Sue we said hello. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the front of the alphabet, to Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
US. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler at Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
TOS. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. And I have no traffic, but I'll be in for Rag Chew.
For DOS. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4, DJC. Jerry and Anderson. Negative and negative, site. Good evening to everyone on the net.
For DOS. Jerry, please check in. K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The name is Rowan. We live in Pickens. And a very good evening to all.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And W4CTW, Mr. Tyler over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tyler. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Appreciate you being here. Also like to say good evening to N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And Jerry, just for your information, sounded like you had a little AC hum in the background on your signal tonight. That's unusual for you. I just thought I would like to let you know. Something's wrong with mine. I want somebody to tell me because I can't hear it. But if you check it out and you want to recheck, we'll be here to do what we can to help you out. Also, I'd like to say good evening to K1CJW, Mr. Roland over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
K4DOS at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And KI4DGY, that's my son Anthony. He sent me a text message via telephone. So I guess that's RF as well, so I'll put him in the log. We'll move on up to the Echo Through Hotel, group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I am mobile tonight, and I will be in and out, Gary. I'm almost home for the evening. KO4HK.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, that's Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
For DOS. Four, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick on the mobile up there around Penrose, or headed home to Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. You be careful out there on the mobile. Thanks for being with us. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up here in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And Harry, there ain't a negative bone in your body. I don't know why you say you're negative and negative, but I know better than that. Appreciate you being with us. Also like to say good evening to KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy and her husband Mark, W2MJB. They're down here in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima, group I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Yes. I hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, City in Fletcher, North Carolina. And I hope that you and Joy have a good evening. Good evening all on the net. No traffic, no problem.
DOS. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville on the HD. No traffic, no comment. 73.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
KI4DOS. Check in and out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, that's KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
DOS. Whiskey 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Kilo, W4JFK, Chris over here in Chester, South Carolina, and I'm negative and negative, and 73, everybody.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching the Olympics. And KK4JFO, that's Mr. James. He's up in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And Donna won the door prize tonight. She was number 50 on the list so far. But tell her she's got to come in and check in with me one of these nights, one of these Wednesday nights, just to make it all legal. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. And KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis, up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. And W4, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. W4JFK, Mr. Chris. Chris, did you say you were in Central?
Sir, South Carolina, down here in Chester.
Oh, golly. Boy, I messed that one up. Chester, that's a good signal from Chester. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night, or as often as you can. Just a different net controller each night, starting at 9 p.m. But do appreciate you coming in from Chester tonight, Chris. All righty, additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in Greenville. No traffic and no comments.
US, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie 1, Mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but just listening. 73.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KF4KYI, Mr. Tom over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. And Tom, I apologize for getting you confused with the other Tom, but your last names are so close, but they're just spelled differently. But I was thinking of the other one, but I do appreciate you being with us and letting us know. You take care there, buddy. Also, like to say good evening to WAVC. That's my buddy Juan over there mobiling around Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. You be careful out there on the mobile. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
And everyone, please check in and out.
KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda. Asheville.
Yes. Please check in. Kilo November 4. Tango Zulu Whiskey. I'm mobile in Fletcher right now. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KN4TZW, Mr. Gabriel, up there mobile around Fletcher tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. And Gabriel, go by Sid's house and blow the horn. And wave at him when you go by. Y'all take care. Be careful out there on the mobile there, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS hit for DJC. Yeah, I did some rerouting of my cables. I put a mobile rig back up here upstairs, and I think I had my cables all mixed up in the back. Twisted around back there. Is my signal set any better now?
Hear any AC hum in the background at all now?
Appreciate you mentioning it to me. It looked like a tangled ball of yarn in the back. I just threw stuff together and didn't move around like a ship. I appreciate you letting me know. KI4DOS and 4DJC, back to net.
Well, like I said, it's If you'd let me know, and that way I can go back and see if there, I've got a problem someplace. I have had one on the HF rig. Guy came in and said, "Boy, you got a lot of RF on your in your shack." And I said, "Oh." I got to checking, and I had a connector that somehow or another had come loose from the radio, and it just had the center pin stuck in, and the rest of it was just dangling out. But I got that corrected. But if somebody don't let you know, you don't ever know how your signal is. But I do appreciate it there, young man, and glad you got that straightened out. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AA4QS, Mr. Donald. And he brings along his son, Paul, N4DME, down there in Tocoa, Georgia. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Donald. Tell Paul we said hello and hope you're feeling well there, young man. Y'all take care. Got an Echo Link station up. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DM, well, hey Gary, if you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papaco Bake Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, give it to yourself, all the net. Do be sure to tell me short, the way you say hello.
And I would like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I will relay your message to Joy. Y'all take care, stay well, stay safe. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. This is Gary, please check in. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Mobile and Grimble. I will be listening for the duration. Alex and the kids say hello to you and Joy.
Say good evening. KV4NC. Mr. Gabriel, he's mobile over around Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Y'all be careful out there on the mobile. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello and hope to see you and Alex on Saturday. It's that time again. So y'all take care. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag tube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is free. A guy has some control cables that go from a computer to a Yaesu FT991, a 991A, or an ICOM 7300. He's got some of these cables that are extra, and he said if you need one, just let him know and he'll give you one. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. The gentleman has a 2-meter and a 6-meter module that goes in a Yaesu FT767GX. He would like $50 for both of these modules. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS2000 with a MX72 duplexer. He has the KRS programming software and a cable to key and Meritron ALS600 amplifier. And he would like $800 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570DG. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? them up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-820S. They would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-820S with the external VFO, and they would like $325 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200 amplifier. They would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 267 dry dummy load. They would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-2000B. That's the transceiver with no front cover on the control for the controls. But it does have a control head that goes with that thing. And he would like $750 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tentec Jupiter. It would like $595 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tentec Triton 4. That's the digital model. It's a model 544. It would like $438 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Tentec Omni 6. We would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a recent HYS TC-978. That's an SDR transceiver. It would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700A. That's a dual band 2 meter 440 mobile. It would like $390 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-736R. That's a 2 meter 440 all-mode base station, and it would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? I'm going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody add anything or take anything off tonight, so we're good there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag to you? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, question. I'm JB. A friend of mine was asking if they were still doing the testing, which it sounds like they are since you mentioned you were going to be seeing somebody Saturday. Are they still doing that at the Red Cross Center inside, outside, or is it like normal operation?
They're testing the third Saturday of each month at the Red Cross building, and we are inside. They let us come back inside to do the testing. We were last month, I'll put it that way. I don't think anything's changed. Haven't heard anything about that yet. But we will be there at 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
For the information, Gary, 7-3, and I'm clear.
Good, Wendy. Have a good evening. What's left of it? Get you some rest in case you have to work tomorrow. Take care there, young man. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag to you? Call KI4DOS. On a clean, shiny, dry stump, and since the echo link seems to be holding up, is Mr. Marshall, W4MKH, down in Jacksonville, Florida. Marshall, how was your day today?
KI4DOS, W4MKH. Great day down here. The weather was beautiful, up in the 70s, so we're out a little bit. Took the wife to a doctor's appointment. I'm not doing much down here. I did have order a new QRP radio on Monday, so I'm waiting for that to come in. And still looking for a house up there in your guys' area. I do have some questions, though, from some of you guys up there. I don't want to be like I am here where I was 20 years ago. I was kind of out in the country, and now I'm surrounded, traffic's worse, everything's built up and all. So how far out of Greenville or Spartanburg do I have to stay in order to keep from getting overrun by the city in the next 10 to 15 years? I don't want traffic problems anymore, and I don't want to be part of the city either. So that's about all I got on my round table this morning, this evening, Gary. Thanks for asking on that. W4MK.
Well, Marshall, the way that this area is growing, I would be afraid to say how far out you need to move. We live kind of halfway between Easley and Greenville, and in our little neighborhood, there's it's an established neighborhood, and there's not a whole lot of traffic where we are. Just the folks, you know, coming in and going to work, coming home from work and going to work every morning. You could probably move anywhere from I'll say 5 to 8 miles out of Greenville, and you shouldn't have any traffic problems. Depending on the area, now you can move 10 miles out in some areas and get in all the traffic. So it just depends on what kind of area you're looking for. You know, if you're looking for some wide open spaces, or if you're looking to be close enough to town and to the doctor's offices and that sort of thing, that you don't have to worry about it, or you can get into another situation where, you know, you don't live that far out, but you're in a nice subdivision or something of that nature, and you don't have to worry about the town growing out there on top of you. But that's a hard question to answer if you're looking 10 years out down the road.
I realize there's no easy answer, but actually right now I'm kind of moving to search up the area around Campobello and maybe out just on the north side of that or something. But it's tough when you're this far away, and life has reared its ugly head, and looks like it'll be late April or May before we can get back up there for anything to do some looking. But part of my goal of being on the Echo Link here was to just meet hams in the area, get to make a few friends up there, and I've done that. So I appreciate that and the welcome you guys have given me. And one of these days, the next couple of months, maybe we'll get to do it face-to-face. So I'll say 73 and pass the stump on to whoever's next in the line there, Gary. W4MKH will be listening.
Well, we look forward to you getting up in this area. If you get up here and you don't have a mobile, bring your HT or whatever you got, and or your smartphone, and get on Echo Link and let us know you're in the area. Shoot, I'd love to meet you face-to-face and sit down and have a cup of coffee or a glass of iced tea, a piece of cake or something. But next time you're up in this area, if you'll let me know where you are, I'll come meet you. I'm unemployed, so that don't mean I don't work every day. It just means I don't have a paying job. But anytime you're when you can get up this way, give us a holler, and we'll come meet you somewhere, or you can come to the house. It doesn't make any difference to us. But look forward to you getting up in this area, and hope you can find you a place that you won't have to worry about traffic for a while. I know how it is around Jacksonville. I used to drive in that area and drive through that area, and it's a mess anywhere you go anymore. But do appreciate it there, Marshall. You got anything else for us tonight?
Gary, that's about it. But when I do come up that way, I'll come with HF equipment, antennas, and 2-meter stuff. So I'll be very radioactive while I'm like, thanks again, bud. W4MKH, and I'll say 73 to you guys.
Marshall, well, we look forward to seeing you when you get up this way. And it's funny you mentioned HF. I built me a brand new antenna. It's an NFED 8010. It's with a 49-to-1 Balun. I put that thing up in the air, and I am just tickled pink with it. It's over my Delta loop. I gained a solid 2S units on receive, and I don't know what the transmit signal is, but I talked to a couple of guys on HF, and they said it sounded really good. So I think I got a winner there. So it tickled me. I'd love to show you the plans for it sometime. But anyway, you take care, and look forward to meeting you face-to-face. Y'all take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hi, good evening, Gary. Please shut in. KB0, KBJ, Steve. Also KD0, NIQ, Megan. And with no traffic, but I'll be here for a comment.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KB0KBJ. It's Mr. Steve and his sweet bride, KB0NIQ, Miss Megan. You're up there in South Dakota. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Miss Megan and the children we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Up on the rag shoe list is Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, up there in Campobello. Chad, what have you and Miss Anna been up to today? Did you get you some supper?
KO4NUE, KI4DOS in the net. Just wanted to say, yeah, I got some supper. It's chicken noodle soup and a grilled cheese sandwich. You can't, you know, that's hard to beat. If you want it bad enough, it's better than T-bone, if you know what I mean. But I'm just going to drop by for a few minutes, Gary, and then let you know what I got coming to the machine shop this week. Thought you might be interested in. I've got a 1948 Packard engine. It's a Packard 180. It's an inline 8. You know, instead of a V8, it's all eight cylinders in a row. And I love working on those old engines and doing all the machine work on them. And, you know, after I get them completed, I'll start them up and run them so I can, you know, listen to them before it goes back to the person who owns it. But, planning on putting this one up on YouTube, so the guy that owns it can see, you know, what's going on with the build and all that. But I just thought you'd be interested in that, and I like working on old engines because back during that time in the countries when typically machinists, when they machined the engine, they would put, they had an individual machinist stamp, and they would put their stamp inside the engine somewhere. Sometimes you have to have a keen eye to find it, but that's always a highlight for me, is to be able to locate the stamp where the machinist machined it back in, you know, 1948 or whatever year it was. And I keep a little logbook down there in the shop with all of the machinist stamps I've recorded over the years, with all the engines that's come in and out. But just going to let you know, I'll be starting it this week and kind of looking forward to it, but kind of dreading it too, because it's a little bit over 3 feet long, and that something that long's just kind of hard to get in the machines. But just want to let you know.
You're getting bad as me, you timing out your radio. But I'm gonna have to come over there and see that. When I was hauling BMWs, I had to go down to Jonesboro, Georgia, and pick up a car that was going to be on display at the Zentrum. This man collected old cars. They refurbished them. And I don't remember what this car was, but the engine in that thing, It wasn't 3 feet long. That engine was 5 feet long. It was huge. You know, I thought it was a diesel engine out of a big truck there for a minute. He said, no, it's a gasoline engine. And we talked about it, but he had a finished basement under his house. It wasn't really a basement. It was his garage storage area. And he had it heated and cooled, and it stayed a constant temperature down there. I picked up a 1935 Kaiser, and he said, come on, let's go for a ride. I said, okay, great. And he got in on the passenger side. I said, what are you doing? He said, you going to drive it. He said, you got to put it in your trailer here in a little bit. He said, so I'm going to make sure you know how to drive my car. So I drove him around the neighborhood a little bit in that 1935 Kaiser, and I had just an absolute blast. But I'm going to come over and look at that Packard engine.
It's a beast. I mean, it's I was down there looking at it today, trying to figure out, you know, how I'm going to get that big thing in the machines. One of the machines is a block mill. It, you know, all it does is takes a little bit of material off of the block to square everything up. And but it runs in an arc. And it's not quite big enough of an arc to get the whole engine block. I haven't figured out how I'm going to do that yet, but I'll figure it out. But this will be the second Packard I've ever built. One of them came here and, you know, came here in pieces. You know, I hate them when people, you know, I'm going to build it myself and this, that, and the other. And then next thing you know, they got a truckload of pieces and parts they drop off. And that just, you know, makes things a little bit more aggravating. But, you know, this is in pretty good shape. And I'm anxious to see if I can find the machinist mark. That's always a highlight for me, you know. And I'll add it to my book.
Comment. I'm going to tell you, fellas, this is W4W. In the land of Waz. When Waz was a teenager, he actually owned a 49 Buick that had a straight 8 in it. And it also had what was called fluid drive. You could drive it as a shifter, or you could just drive it like an automatic over.
Good evening to W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the land Waz. Rod, I tell you, that was a nice car back then. I can remember riding in those. I never owned one, but I can remember riding in them. it was something else. Go ahead there, Chad.
I've got a 53 Chevrolet 3800 ton truck, and I restored it years ago. And it's a straight drive. I like the old things, riding around in those. They kind of, you know, they just kind of float. They don't really drive. They just kind of, you just have to go with it, you know. And I enjoy the older stuff. I tell the people that drop them off that, you know, hey, I typically get the stuff in the shop that the machine shops just don't want to handle. It's, you know, the oddities, the flatheads, the things that are not easily replaced. And I usually tell them when they drop it off, hey, I don't get in a hurry. You can't get in a hurry with that old stuff because some of it's just not replaceable anymore. And just kind of take my time with it, and everybody seems to be okay with that, I guess. I do not work on anything that goes on a dirt track. I put a lot into an engine, and I put a lot of pride in it, and I just really struggle with, you know, putting that much time and effort in one, and, you know, 6 months later they bring it back and it looks like a grenade, you know, rods hanging out the side of it and crankshafts bent and heads blown off of it, and they're happy. You know, they're excited. And I'm just like, I don't understand this, you know. So I don't do anything for dirt track people. I just not going to do it. It kills me.
Jed, I had a buddy of mine that I work with. He built a dirt track race car. And matter of fact, we drove it up and down the street out there where we worked. He brought it in one day, and of course, it didn't have any mufflers or anything, or it had straight pipes on it. He wanted me to drive it for him. He was too big to get in and out of it in reality, but he'd squeeze in it. But he told me, he said, if you'll drive it for me, I'll buy you a seat. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. But I had an old 1951 Plymouth with a flathead six in it, and carried it over to a friend's house and was going to do a tune-up on it, and the first thing he did was broke a spark plug off. I like to have never got that thing out, but anyway, we got it out and got it running again, so I'm going to come over and look at that Packard.
I'd love to have you. And, Rod, I don't mean to leave you out, but I got to be honest with you. I'm sitting here messing with the microphone when you're talking and knocked the radio off frequency. And by the time I was able to get it back on the 610 machine, all I heard you say was something about shifting. So I don't want you to... I wasn't trying to be mean or rude or anything. I just, you know, didn't have a lock on the radio and sitting here messing with the mic when I shouldn't have been. So I really didn't get to hear what you said, but that's okay. You just go ahead and take it.
Well, I really enjoyed my old Buick, and I wanted to ask if that was a Plymouth Savoy that you were talking about. I think I had one of them too, one of the very early cars I ever had in my driving career. I believe it was called a Savoy.
What it was called there, Rod. My dad bought the thing off of somebody he worked with for $50. Brought it home, and it was a rust bucket, and I sanded it down, and he painted it with a paintbrush. He painted it kind of a lime green, or I don't know what kind of green it was, but we called it the Green Hornet.
You know, back then, we thought that was gold. It was our way of freedom. I remember my first cars and what they meant to me. If I had them back today, that'd be great. But, you know, they are great memories. I agree with that. W4WOZ.
Rod was saying he had a 49 Buick that had fluid drive. You could either drive it as a straight drive or you could drive it as an automatic.
Okay, well, that's pretty interesting. I don't think I've ever seen one of those. I don't deal with anything with transmissions. I just difficult for me to understand how automatic works sometimes. A little bit too complicated for me, but I do know that over the years they've experimented with all different kind of drives and all, but I've never heard of a fluid drive. But that's pretty interesting. And the other thing I was going to tell you and Rod both, is I do a lot of diesel work, working on diesel engines, and my favorite engine is called a Thunder Pumpkin. He was talking about the you know, Plymouth Savoy and things like that, but I used to love working on Thunder Pumpkins, which are big diesels, and they got a window, a little plug that goes in the block, and you can pull that cover off, and they're big enough you can actually stick your head inside the hole on the block. Observation window, that kind of thing. But I know in the Navy you've probably seen a lot bigger. But I think that's about the biggest I've ever worked on was an inline 12 Thunder Pumpkin, bright orange. And I think they're made in Waukesha, Wisconsin, I think, back in the day. But, boy, they sure do sound good listening to them run. You just feel the ground vibrate when they're under load. And that's just very, very interesting to me, very exciting.